by mid-afternoon, Marielle had simmered down somewhat. She even let slip the odd smile or giggle at the antics of her comical travelling companions, and at one point deigned to talk to them.
It's getting very hot. What do you say, we take a rest in the shade and then push on until dark?
The suggestion was well received. They flopped down gratefully with their backs against a three-topped oak. When they had eaten, all three napped for a while. But the long summer day took its toll. What was meant to be a short rest for hot, dusty eyes turned into quite a lengthy sleep. Dandin was awakened by a paw across his mouth. He gave a muffled cry as Tarquin hissed a warning.
Shh! Not a sound!
The young mouse sat up carefully and looked around. Marielle was standing still as a statue, her gullwhacker at the ready. The hare bent an ear in the direction of the woodlands opposite.
Some beast is stalking us,
he breathed to them both.
Over there, behind that yew thicket, I'm sure. Dandin, go with Marielle to the left. I'll take the right. We'll jump the blighter and turn the tables in our favour. Go!
Paw by paw, they crept forward, listening to the rustle of the thicket. Where it was plain, some creature was moving about. Skirting to the left, they made out a dark shape in the shadows. Tarquin yelled out the signal.
Up and at him!
Throwing themselves headlong, the three friends pounced upon the miscreants.
Yo!
Out!
Where
are we going?
Get off!
Young Duddyquil watched them as they hopped and leaped about like boiled frogs, yelling in pain at the spikes embedded in paws and bodies that they had collected from him in their mad plunge. He twitched his nose.
Serves you right for jumping on a young lad like that. Ain't you beast got no manners at all?
Marielle hopped about in agony and frustration.
You sure you haven't brought the rest along with you? I wouldn't be surprised to see Mellus Simeon and the abbot leap out from behind the hornbeam yonder. How many more of you are there? Am I taking the whole population of Redwall along with me? Ow!
Duddy was quite amused at the idea. He snickered aloud.
No, 'tis only me alone. Now do you stop the leaping around and let me get those spikes out. I'll fix you up, never fear.
They waited in painful silence as Duddyquil nipped the spikes out with his teeth. Working smoothly and easily, he made a large wad of dockleaf, wild cloves and rowan berries.
Here, rub this on where you be stickled. 'Twill ease all pains.
Dandin was surprised and delighted. It worked like a charm. A short space of time, and it felt as if he had never encountered a hedgehog spike. Early evening found them back on the north path, with Duddy explaining himself to the other three travellers.
My own Uncle Gabe, he wants me to be a cellar hag. It's a good job, mind, but a young un wants to see summer afore he settles hisself down to a life of cordial wine and ales. Oh, yes! I heard all about it, Miss Mariel, and I couldn't sleep for thinking about it. Durry, I says to myself, Durry, a young hog would be right honoured to tread the roads with such a fearless mouse maid. So I packs me sack, gives you a little start. There I tells a whopper, I overslept really. Anyways, I followed thee, and here I be, fit as a flea, fat as a beetle, and ready for aught.
They laughed heartily at the honest and earnest hedgehog. Dandin pointed up the road.
Look, there's a ford coming up. I can see the sun glinting off the waters. Hope it's not too deep for us to cross.
Quick as a flash, a big heron flapped down on the path in front of them. His stick-like legs bent as the long, snaking neck curved itself ready for a strike. The fierce circular eyes contracted and dilated angrily. A dangerous pale yellow beak pointed down at them.
Here, Acton! This is my water! Run for your lives! Back! Come near Erectan's water, and you die! I am Erectan, mighty killer!
This ends Disc 4.